السلام عليكم.
عليكم
وعليكم
السلام.
السلام.
السلام. How are you?
Good, Baruch Hashem. How's it going?
Maybe start with some soft underhand pitches than with your usual grand slams. We've been struggling. What's going on here?
How's it going? How's it going? Where's I'm holding?
Sif Beis and Gimel.
Okay, good. ready to go back to next week or not yet?
No.
New for next week.
Yeah, we're about to start the tour. So
tour Shulchan Aruch.
Oh, okay. All right. So you know what? It's not too bad because Mechabura is more very general. So it's not going to be in the shachs and the smas. It's not going to be. It's just going to be more of a general outlook of the whole sugya. So hopefully, you'll be make the inside easier. Maybe. Okay. Okay. It's a tough sugya, right? Very tough sugya. But I'm telling you, learn Sif Gimel. Well, I can't hear.
So anytime the first Bar Malkum is a k'tzais, we know we're in trouble.
What?
It doesn't work.
I can't. I'm saying, Miss
Mario. Anytime you see the first Bar Malkum is a k'tzais, then you know that you're in trouble.
I hear. Where's my sound? Second, I have to figure out the sound here. Yeah?
It's our microphone is problematic. That's the problem. Is it better now?
Do you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, it's not hard for me to hear, but okay. All right. Last time I played around, it messed up the whole thing. This time I don't want to play around. Okay. Okay, so start like this. We'll start off with a story like this. Two similar stories, and then a third really crazy one. So let's start like this. First story was like this. Reuven and his family went to the his brother's shop, Sheva Brachas, in Brooklyn, New York. And he stayed by one of the shcheinim, one of the neighbors of the kallah. Now this house, Baruch Hashem, they pretty much married off all their kids. It was a home that was pretty much very not kid friendly. And they came to the house, and obviously the house is very nicely decorated, and there were different types of tchotchkes on this land, this place and on that place, glass and whatever, all different kinds of things. Now, the truth is, the place really was pretty much, when they walked in, it wasn't, saying there was a lot of chachas around, but it was secure. But the father, to make sure that things, they didn't make sure things go well, he, before the kids started coming around, he moved the stuff and put it on high places, and he secured the home, pretty much. But my son, sometime during Shabbos, when I don't know when, but obviously at some point some kid got climbed up and broke some nice stuff, expensive stuff. When they left, they put down a note, they put down a present, thank you for letting us, a present for staying in the house, a thank you note for the hospitality, and then another little note with an apology that we broke this and this thing, with a phone number, please call us and let us know the value. What it's going to cost, we would like to pay for it. So the shaila is, so the person of the house wants to know, he doesn't want to charge them if they're not mechuyev to pay. The ones that broke it were the ketanim, kids. So it's not their hezek, it's the hezek of the ketanim. The shaila is, are they mechuyev to pay? So he didn't want to accept the money, he's not going to call them up and ask if he's achroi to pay, unless al pi halacha he has to pay. That's the first shaila. Second shaila, pretty similar, is that Reuven and whatever, it's Reuven and his family went to his brother-in-law who was making the bar mitzvah for his kid. And he also stayed by a neighbor of his brother-in-law. And they put them in the basement. They were home for Shabbos. In the previous case, they weren't home for Shabbos, whatever. This case, they were home for Shabbos. They put them in the basement over there. And they had two rooms in the basement with a little kitchen there and a little small playroom. The main playroom was upstairs, but a small playroom. And they put them in two bedrooms in the basement, one for the kids and one for the parents. They came into the bedroom. The bedroom for the kids was that, from their bar mitzvah bochum slept down there. And they had whole shelves of a lot of their bar mitzvah svarim in the room. The room was very small. So the father was worried that maybe his kid's going to play around with the svarim. So he took the whole entire farm trunk and moved it out into that small playroom, whatever, into the main area where the kids, when they go to the room at sleep at night, won't touch anything. Amaisa, they all went to sleep. The next morning, the father, the barabos, comes downstairs. He hears noises. He comes downstairs and he sees one of this guy's two-year-old is inside that playroom tearing up the svarim that from the shelves, ripping up the svarim. So he sees that the parents are still sleeping. It was early in the morning. The kid climbed out of his crib and he came out and he was destroying the svarim. So he brought the kid upstairs. And, obviously everyone forgot what happened. And the father said, I'm going to pay for this svarim. And the barabos said, listen, I don't know if you're mechuyev to pay. I'm not accepting money unless mechuyev to pay. Let's find out if mechuyev to pay. That's the second shayla. Third shayla, a really crazy story. Someone went to their brother's bar mitzvah and they stayed by someone's house. Now, at Baruch Hashem, everything went well. The bar mitzvah went well. The Shabbos went well. There were no damages. Everything was great. When I saw it, they packed up. They took everything to come home. They got home, the family that was visiting. They come home, and the wife realizes that her shekel's not here. So she says, one second, where's my shekel? I know I put it on the bed before. So right away in the morning, they came home. Obviously, I left it somewhere on the bed. So she, the next morning, she called up the family of the neighbors, and she said, I left my shekel in your house. Please, please find it and put it away for me so I can, to come in the afternoon to pick it up. So the palace advice of the shechem said, of course, no problem. Hung up the phone. She went into the bedroom where they were staying. She found the shetel. It was underneath the bed. So obviously it fell from on top of the bed as they were packing. It fell from top of the bed to underneath the bed. She picked up the shetel, put it on the bed and left. And, when she's going to come in the afternoon, she's going to give it to her. Maisa, it was Sunday. It was whatever morning it was, Sunday morning. I don't know. My cleaning lady came. And the cleaning lady wrapped up all the linen. She told him to strip the linen from everything. And she wrapped up the linen with the shetel inside, stuffed in the washing machine, and went to the washing machine. And the afternoon, the wife of the, calls up, okay, can I come now? So she says, yeah, you can come now. Just one second. Let me just show you. Yeah, you can come pick it up. Well, my son, the shetel's not there. She said, one second. I don't know. I saw the shetel in the morning. Come in 10 minutes. The shetel was there. I don't know what happened. So 10 minutes, she calls back and asks the cleaning lady. She asked the cleaning lady, did you see this wig on? She said, oh, yeah, I saw a wig. Yeah, I thought it goes in the wash. So whether she thought it right, I don't know what, whatever it was, the mice and the shaitel went through the wash and the shaitel's gone. $5,000 shaitel. So the shaila is now, is anyone responsible? Here's the reverse case. Is she responsible? The balas advice, they stayed in her house. She left their shetel, and the cleaning lady put in the washing machine. So are they now mechuyev now to pay for this $5,000 shetel? Guy was very upset. he didn't have the one that owned the shetel didn't have a havin that the balas advice shouldn't be chayiv, and then the other way around, and the balas advice had no havin that they should be mechuyev. So let's see what happened.
They came for a regular din Torah to the Beis Din?
No, this was I heard one side of the story. So we didn't give a real psak, but the story is a Gevaldige story. So whatever, we'll find out what the psak, we'll discuss the psak today. I'll tell you what I think the psak is, but I didn't actually give the psak. I told them that they have to two-party shayla, they have to call together. So whatever, we'll have to find out what to do. But this mamash happened this week, the shayla. Perfect time for learning shayla. Okay, so let's start over here. Okay, so there are two big yesoides before you start the entire sugya. Is that the Nesivus brings down the Mechilta, brings down from the Ramban and Tosfos, both bring down the Mechilta, that the Mechilta says, the Lashon of the Mechilta is that Ki Yitei Nishar Oyeu Kesef Kayim Lishmor, the Goymer, the Bishmor Oymer, Ad Shiyafkin Etzli, the Goymer Shmorli, right? So there's a mechilta that we wouldn't know this mechilta is la'alacha. However, Gemaisa Toisus and Baba Kam of Tzadi Gimla Medalis brings down, Dira Maskel Ramina brings down this mechilta, and it seems like Toisus holds this la'alacha. The Mechamis brings it also in Baba Kam, Rama Gimla Medalis from Dafi Arif, He brings down the Michilten. The Ramban even says, "Kshmak l'shoynis, shein ashoymer l'olam chayiv at shiyomer l'shemor shemor oy be'ingin shestam mash b'roshin shmira." Have a mafket stam vadikot. And as he passed into Rashba, Rashba also brings this Michilta in Chelkeis and Mekov Samachvov. He brings up an Igeya on Melamed. The Shaila was if a Melamed is responsible for the Sforim of the Talmidim. And the Rashba says that he's 100% not responsible. He's not a Shoyma on any of the Sforim of the Talmidim. And his primary reason is because he was never asked to watch. Sorech hu beterem shiye lo din Shoymer, shiyita lo lova mafkid masa shmiro. The Shagam, hu yikablen beferish. Okay, then one second. Yeah, so, and then he brings in Mechelt. Rather, Rashba has two other reasons why he's not a Shomer. Even if it was Matul of the Shmiro, he says that it's impossible for him to watch it because the kids are taking it away. It's not in his hands to even watch it, even if he wanted to. And then in the third reason the Rashba gives is because it's anyways an Aveda Midas. It's in the hands of the Tinnik. So once it's in the hands of the Tinnik, there's no Achroi. He's not Achroi in the Shmiro. We'll get to Aveda Midas in a second, but let's put those two other two reasons on the side for now. We'll just discuss this main thing that the Rashba also passes like this Mechilta, that a Rebbe is not a Shomer because he was never Meitel of the Shmir. Now like this.
Where's the Nesivis that brings the Mechilta?
What?
Where's the Nesivis? We didn't know any of the
Sivis. Oh, you didn't see Nesivis yet? Oh, right. Forgot. Sorry.
Okay.
Nesivis is in Sifkot and Beis. He brings the Mechilta down.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not getting involved in the post. He just happens to bring it down. Okay, so he brings this mechilta la'alocha. The Nesivis brings down this mochamis la'alocha. Okay, now like this.
Could you say one more time slower what the mechilta says?
I'll tell you the lashon of mechilta. The lashon of mechilta is kiyite nisher oryeu. Where's the lashon again? Kiyite nisher oryeu kes mekein lishmar v'goymer. Lishmor, the word lishmor, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, atchi yachkid etzloi v'yoymar shmorli. You need to say shmorli. And the way the Rashba explains it is that he has to be moito, the way the Rashba, when he brings down the mechilta, he explains it, that you have to put the choyva shmira on the maf. The mafkid has to put the choyva shmira on the nifta. I need to say, hey, I am making you my shoymer. I need to establish you that you're my shoymer. And if I don't establish for you that you're my shoymer, then you don't become a shoymer. That's the first step one. Step two is, the next step is that we need a Kabbalah Shmira. The Kabbalah Shmira we know from the beginning of the Sugya. The beginning of the Sugya, the Gemara starts in Bava Metzia there. The Gemara says, when the guy says, Hanachafonai, Mishnah says, Hanachafonai is a Shrei Mechina. Hanachafonai, hold on one second. Before I get to the Hanachafonai, I want to go back to the Mechilta for a second. Okay, so the Mechilta is saying you have to still evict the Yerushim. Now let me ask you something. What does that mean that I have to ask you to be a Shomer? Well, obviously, isn't it posh that I have to tell you to be a Shomer? I mean, it's posh, right? It's pretty much simple that if I want you to be a Shomer, I have to ask you to be a Shomer. What's the having me that you're just going to become a Shomer without me asking you to make a Shomer? So obviously, what's the Mechilta talking about? Where it's understood, mitzad the matziv that you're in, that I need Shmuel, that I want Shmuel, right? And after it became, the Mechilta is saying that we don't accept Dvorim Shmuel for Umash. I'll give you Umash. Let's say I spoke to you yesterday and I said, I need to put my, I would like to put my stuff by you. I'd like you to watch my things for me. I have to go away. Okay, I'm going away next week. Can you watch it for me? So you say, okay, no problem. Yeah, I'll be a Shmuel, no problem. The week later, and he goes and he gives it over. But it doesn't say anything. Doesn't say anything about that time. So then, at that point, even though it's understood that when he's giving it over, that he's giving it over for Shmira, but it wasn't spoken out, so it's Varm Shmulei. He passed in Varm Shmulei and Varm. We know by Kedushin, right? If the guy says, I had the Kedushin, if there's not a Sukkah Boy, say Indian, right? They could have been Meshuddach and whatever it is, and if it's not a Sukkah Boy, say Indian. And then the guy goes and he gives a ring to a lady, she's not Mekudeshes, because Dvarim Shmulevein and Dvarim, right? So here also, so even though it may be very well understood that I want from you Shmira, but Lamaiso, if you don't specify and speak out clearly, listen, I'm making you a Shmira, then you're not a Shmira. That's what the Mechilta is saying. Mechilta is coming to say, you can't just make assumptions. There are no assumptions. You need to shtel that clearly. Mishas the mesira that I'm making washing. Okay, that's shadon the mechotik. Now the ma'aser we find it goes the other direction also. Just like the mafkid has to ask for shmirah, the nifkad has to accept upon himself shmirah. How do we know this? The Gemara Bob Metzia says shmor li v'omah hanachafane shay mechino. So if you look at the mechaber when he says the mishas saying a chiddush, mishas coming to tell you a chiddush that even though you didn't say clearly, I am accepting upon myself shmirah. Nevertheless, he's a shomer by just saying hanachafonai. That's enough of kabbalah shmirah. But that's clear. You need a full kabbalah shmirah. Okay. To prove this point, I'm gonna have to say over this. You didn't see the Tzemach Tzedek yet, but the Pesach Tshuva brings the story of a Tzemach Tzedek. The Tzemach Tzedek, which is a Talmud of the Bach, had a story like this: that Rachel took her niece on her shoulders to carry him out into the street to play with him. And the Maisa, Leah over there, which was the mother of this kid, gave her kid a dinner, a coin to play with, as he's going to play around with. Fine. So Rachel takes her sister Leah's child on her shoulders with the coin and goes into the street and they play and he comes back. The coin was gone. So Leah was being teveh, Rachel, where's my coin? You saw I gave the coin to play for my kid to play. I expected you to watch it. Where is my coin? So Rachel responds, yes, I saw everything, but I never accepted upon Shmir. So the Tzemach Tzedek paskins that she's right, Rachel is right. That means even though it's clear we're talking about a dinner that was worth money, and it was very well understood that if Leah is going to give her child the dinner, that Rachel has got to be watched, right? However, Rachel did not accept upon herself at all any shmir. She took what happened was, Leah gave the dinner to the kid, and then she walked off with him to the street. They played, they got lost. So since Rachel didn't accept upon herself any shmir, so therefore she's potter. Even though it's understood that Leah wanted to be watched, but Rachel was not mekabel shmir, and therefore zok the tzemach tzedek dvorim shebelev einim dvorim. The acceptance of that shmira, very, very nice, and maybe understood that she wanted shmira, and maybe anyone that was there would see, was understood that Rachel was supposed to accept upon herself shmira. However, dvarim shmira and dvarim. Mamela, she's not ashamed. As I state in the Tzemach Tzedek, you'll see it's brought down in the Pesach Tshuva, in the very first Pesach Tshuva. Done. Okay. So basically, we say what Shtari Nevek is that Sayyid the Shmuri and the Sai Hanachafon and Shem Mechina, both of them need to be clear. And you have to have a clear situation. You have to have an asking for Shmir, and you need to accept a clear acceptance of Shmir. Okay. Maisel.
And sending a text message would be the equivalent of saying that would be considered like a Dibur.
What did you say? I missed the beginning of the word.
You send a text message or something like that. It doesn't have to be verbal. It just can't
doesn't
be
have to be verbal like we're about to see right now. It doesn't have to be verbal like we're about to see right now. And that is like this.
He froze? Or he's looking at something?
He can't be so talented.
Pinchas, we can't hear.
We're having issues.
Can you hear me?
No, we could not hear the last minute.
Can you hear us, Pinchas?
How's your connection? Okay, we now
the connection is pretty good. I have two bars.
Okay, now we hear you.
But we don't see you.
You don't see me?
No, there we go. Okay, I think you're back. Okay. Okay, can you start from, you know, we missed everything. Okay.
Sure. Okay, starting again from the kasha of the Nesivus is kasha.
Yeah.
Good? Okay. Frek the Nesivus and the Machan Ephraim. Nesivus is in the cotton base, and the Machan Ephraim is in Shermi Simon Aleph. Frek the Nesivus and the Machan Ephraim. How can you tell me that I'll bring you for a ride from the Gemara that Loch is not like the Mechilta? Because the Mishnah has a Mechilta between Rebbe and Rabbonin. If a guy asks permission to be Machnis, his Behemo or his Chafetzim into Geis Kotzer, and the guy's granted permission. So Rebbe holds that Loch is that the guy is Chayiv in Shmira. I'm sorry, Rebbe holds that he's Potter in Shmira, and the Chacham holds he's Chayiv in Shmira. Right? Mechilta is Rebbe in the Chacham. Frekta Nesivis. How could he be chayv in shmiro? He was never asked to watch. He was asked permission. He was asked, "Can I bring my stuff into your chotzer?" And he was granted permission. So how is it shaykh that the nifkad, that the baal chotzer should be chayv in shmiro according to Rabbanan? Because it's poshut, he's not chayv in shmiro. He was never asked to watch it. As they frekt in the seas and the machin efrayim. The machin efrayim adds to the question. The gemara in both. Rebbe and Rabbonon, then according to Rebbe, Hanachofonai would not be considered a shomer. The Machan Ephraim, what's the raya? Maybe Rebbe only said that in a chotzer, when the guy asked permission to bring the stuff in, that he's not a shomer, because he never asked for him shmira, never asked shmira. Mashen came in Gemara Bob Metzio, where the Gemara was saying, where the guy asked, Lehed, you shmorely watch this for me. And the guy responded, Hanach Stam. The Gemara is the boy to leave Shito, and the Gemara wanted to be told in the Chag's Rebbe Darabon. Frek Machan Ephraim, what's the riot? Maybe Rebbe would agree there that you're a Shomer because he asked permission. He asked clear, watch this for me. So maybe when you ask clearly, watch for me, Hanach Stam would be considered a Shomer. Mashenki in the Mishnah Baba Kama was talking about where it was Stam about kosher to permission to put the stuff in the Chotzer, and he's granted permission. So there, that's why you're not a Shomer. So Zotin is Machan Ephraim. You see from here.
What's that? Could you repeat the Machan Ephraim's kasha? Because you blanked it out of the middle.
Okay, sorry. The Machan Ephraim's kasha is how could the Gemara say in Bob Metzio, say Lemek Tanoya on Hanoch Stam Hanoch Stam? Hanoch Stam is a Yiboid Loyev Shito, and the Gemara wanted to say Lemek Tanoya. The Gemara wanted to say it's Tolly the Machoik is Rebbe Rabbonin. They're just like Rebbe Rabbonin in Bob Kamo say that if the guy asks permission, Knisa into his Chotzer. Halach is right. There was no bakash shmir there either. It was sorry, but whatever. He asked permission to go into the chotzer and was granted permission to the chotzer. The chacham hold you're a shomer and Rebbe holds you're not a shomer. So the Gemara wanted to say so too. When the guy says hanachofonai, basically when the guy grants permission, the guy grants permission to put something in their chotzer. So we see that according to the Chacham, you become a Shomer, and according to Rebbe, you're not a Shomer. So the Gemara wanted to say Hanach Stam would be that same Achlokes. That's the Gemara Bob Mitzi, right? Frekta Machan Ephraim, what Mechateisim? Maybe Rebbe would agree that by Hanach Stam you're a Shomer. The only reason why Rebbe argued in the Mishnah Baba Kama was in the Mishnah Baba Kama, the guy never said Shmorli. He just asked, "Can I bring my stuff in the Chatz?" And he responded, "Yes, put your stuff in the Chatz." But by Hanach Stam, where the guy asked the head, he said, "Please, can you watch this for me?" And the guy says, "Hanach." So the Gemara wanted to say, "According to Rebbe, you're a shomer. Make a taste. Maybe even according to Rebbe, you're a shomer, because when I ask you permission, when I ask the head to be my shomer, and you respond Hanach, you're accepting upon yourself shmira, because the guy asked for shmira. Rebbe only says that when the guy gives permission to put something in the chutz, that you're not a shomer, because he never asked for shmira, because he said, "Can I put this here?" And he said, "Yes, you can put this here." But I ask you, Eddie, for Shmira, maybe even Rebbe would agree that if I say Hanach Stam, that you're Shmira. The Machan Ephraim. So the Machan Ephraim goes in Ishpar's stating them that you have to say that this Mechilto is Lav Dafka that you need to have. Lav Dafka that you have to say it, you have to ask. If it's understood from the Indian, that in place needs shmiro, then obviously that itself, then that itself is enough. Now I'm going to explain what the Machane Ephraim means. What he means to say is like this. We said before, really, dvarim shebalei v'einam dvarim, right? So what he's saying is like this, like exactly like what Rabbi Englander wanted to say, is that if you send a text, in other words, you don't need a dibur over here. Basically, what we need over here is that it should make it not dvarim shebalei. So Machane Ephraim is saying that if you put something in a situation where it's clear, there has to be clear from the situation that it needs shmiro. That means it has to be clear that the owner of the chayfetz is requesting shmiro, which is not really requesting openly, but he's giving it over, right? He would not be willing to take a risk by giving it over. He obviously wants it to be properly watched. So when he gives that over, that maisa, the maisa itself, the maisa mesir itself, is enough to prove, to show that I'm asking for shmiro, even without speaking that clearly. Because the fact that the matzah requires a shmiro, which is clear that the owner would never give this over unless you accept it upon yourself a shmira, because he's not willing to risk it without shmira. So then when you give it over, everyone, you see it, it's not dvarim shebalei. The mice itself, the mice and mesira itself makes it always dvarim shebalei. They have the mice and mesira. That's the mokum d'shmaru. And the truth is, it's mamish, if you look in the first in the Lashon of Machane Ephraim, that's command omar shmaru. It's as if he said shmaru. Okay, that's the Machane Ephraim.
But now, according to what you're saying, it would come out that if you would take those Rishayim very literally and say you have to say it, so and the matzah being mavur so is not enough, what are you going to say then about a text message?
No, I don't think anyone's going to hold that Rishayim really hold that way. I don't think anyone holds that way. Everyone holds that it's lav dafka that you have to have an amir. It's just a take out from Dvarim Shebalei. You just have to get
story.
What?
Then I tell a story. The maisa wasn't enough.
She was like, the kid was doing it. She wasn't watching it. She just gave it.
Oh.
One
second. I'm gonna get today. The answer to your question is that because over there, yes, true. In that case, it's clear that giving it over, she gave it over to the kid. She never accepted it. So there was no, on her part, there was no maisa of kabbalah. Maybe yes.
It was.
She wanted to give it over because she gave it over. But the Kabbalah was to the kid. She never accepted it. So you don't have any mice inside her Kabbalah. Okay. So now if that's in the, so come to a place like this. It comes out with Fizeh that what they're basically telling us is that when you do, when it's a situation that's muchrach, that the place needs shmira, that the grave needs shmira, that itself is like an open shmar. So okay, so let's now go to the Gemara. The Gemara says over there. The Gemara says if a guy says Hanuch Lefana is a Shem Mechina, if the guy accepts Shmir and says Hanuch Lefana is a Shem Mechina, Hanuch Stam is Iboid Lo Yevshetot. The Gemara doesn't know what the answer is. Hanuch Stam, right? Hanuch Lefanechov is Shona Shomer, right? Hanuch Stam is Iboid Lo Yevshetot. So let me ask you something. What's going on here? Obviously, the Machane Ephraim and the deceivers just proved from that Gemara that they asked by Hannah over there, they asked, what's going on here? Where did the guy ever ask for Shmira? See, the Teretz was that it must be that the matzav itself proves that when he gives it off, he's giving it off for Shmira, right? So then, if so, what's going on? Then why should Hanuch Stam not be a shemir?
Because it's not clear that he's being mekabel shmira. It's a chisur in the Kabbalah.
No, but why? Why should we say that? If we see clearly, it's bishlem in the case of the coin, where she never accepted it. She never took it. She never took it at all. Here he took it. You see, I'm speaking to you. I'm clearly speaking to you. I'm saying, listen to me. You can understand from my actions.
Because it's Hanach Venatar Lach. You guard it.
Right.
We have no Dvarim Shebalev on the tzad of the Mafkid, but the Nifkad is still Dvarim Shebalev.
So one second. So Chori not. Because Hayois, you would say, Hayois, you know that I'm giving over this thing to you only with the understanding. You know from me very clearly that I only want to give it to you. It's not enough for me to take a risk. And I'm giving it to you. It's well understood that my misiro, the situation mechai, that my misiro is that I'm giving it to you. Then, if you don't want to accept the shmira, then don't accept it. You can't accept that on your terms. Tell me straight. You can't take it from me on your terms, right? Why should you? You understand clearly. I'm speaking to you with sign language. My sign language is that I'm giving this over to you, which is umdana mitzad matziv is that it each shmir requires shmira. And if you don't say a lashon that you're not accepting it, so pashis l'chayru, you should assume that the guy's accepting on shmira.
I don't think you can say shtika kalida when there was no actual statement on the other side, even if you taina that there is enough,
It was hanach na shtika.
That is a shtika. I mean,
no, I'm saying
that's what hanach means, and therefore it's equivalent to a shtika.
Can you guard this for me?
Put it so down. If he was shaitek, what? You would also say, no.
No, I'm saying.
So Anna, he said shtika. Same thing.
No, but he took it. He took it from the guy.
You tell me.
Hanach's not taking it beyond. Hanach's putting it down.
Okay, well.
That's
going to be a machlokes. That's going to be a machlokes if Hanach beyond is if Hanach is beyond or not.
Who argues on Ricky Vega?
What does Ricky Vega say?
Ricky Vega says that if you put it in the hand, it's for sure kabbalah.
Everyone knows the Mikvega. The Mikvega is saying he holds if you just put it in the hands of anything, you just without any shtick at all, you just put something in someone's hands, you become a shame. The Ramban is Mukha Malikin. All the place can bring, they all knock out. He brings it from someone, I forget who he brings it from. He brings it from the Mabit, and they bring the Mabit himself in a different shoe with Mufurish, not like that. Mikvega's go right. He's saying it's time of big chiddush. Ramban's Mufurish, not like that. You'll see the Ramban when the Sivas brings it down. He brings the Imam is talking about this case. Then the Ramban says, you put it in the guy's hands. And the Ramban says, you're not a shame unless you say Shmarli. Okay, maybe this Chabur is a little premature. I don't know. Okay, whatever. We're already here, so we're just going to continue. But you'll see that the Ramban's Mufurish not like the Mabit. So I agree to what everybody's saying. I just want to bring it out a little bit more. What I want to bring out is that. You obviously have here a situation where you could have where I'm clearly communicating with you, and I'm telling you through my actions, through my sign language, I'm telling you I need shmira, and you would seem like that you're accepting what I'm asking of you. However, it's you're not accepting it. We say that your actions is an automatic acceptance of my request. And I just to back up the reason for that would be is that it because obviously an owner would have no problem with does not want to take a risk on something that belongs to him. However, the guy that's watching it, he could look at the guy at the Nifkan and say, I don't think I'm bothering you. When you're asking me, usually people communicate. So like what you're saying is that if I ask you to watch it and then you just take it and you say you're not watching it, you're not a nice guy. I mean, you're not a mala mensch. You know I'm asking you to mekabel shmiro. So why are you taking it not being mekabel shmiro? Tell me you don't want. So the teretz is that he's thinking, of course, I'm not being that nice to the guy. The guy's over cautiously over his chaytas. He's overly concerned about this situation. You don't need any shmiro. They're out there. The world will be great. I'll put it over there. Everything will be gone. Everything will be fine. There's nothing to worry about. So obviously, the Nifkan always is not, he doesn't have anything to really worry about. Okay, so Gomai, so there's no umdina mitzad the Nifkan. And Gomai, so as I say, first, right? See, I feel, as I say, really, my first Ramah. Ramah says, Ramah really holds like this. See, I guess like, it's going to be hard now. All right, I thought you'd for sure see one second. You didn't even see the tour yet.
Some saw the tour and the Shacharim. Just didn't do all the nice to Kalim. Yeah.
We saw okay. The tour.
Okay, so the Ramah says, the Ramah says, on the din of the Menolim, you saw the mice with the Menolim?
Yes.
Okay, so it was the mice with the Menolim, right? So the tour, the Rosh says that the guy's Chayim Shmir, right? The Rosh says that the guy with that took the menolim and went away with his chayv and shmir. Zokt Ramah v'yei shomrim v'yei shokim v'sfil v'afil b'mokim shenim mishtamer loy havi shomir chinom ad shiyoy mahan chafan. Zokt Ramah is asking, he brings, what's his raya? Who's the yei shokim? Because the Rosh said that the Gemara's Shailov, Hanoch, Stam, are you a Shoyim or not, was talking about Beis HaNifka. We're not talking about in the Shoyim. Was talking about in the house of the Nifka. Now we'll explain what that means in a second. But he said that the Shailov of Beis HaNifka, but if the Shailov would be in the Shuk, Zok, the simple meaning of the Rosh, like what I'm saying to you, like the question I'm asking to you, had it been in the Shuk, since it's a Mokim that's Sarech Shmiro, it's a 100% acceptance of Shmiro, of Kabbalah Shmiro. Why? Because you know I'm conveying to you very clearly that I need this to be watched because I'm putting it here and it's in the Shuk, it's a Mokim that's Sarech Shmiro. Well, therefore, you 100% accept that even by, without just saying, even by Hanach Stam, must be an acceptance because you understand very clearly I'm asking for Shmiro. I'll tell you how the simple meaning of the Rosh, one sec. Comes along the Rambam and says, no, you're 100% wrong. You know why? Because the body of the Gemara wasn't in the Beis HaNifkad, it was in the Shuk. Like the Rabbeinu Yeruchim and the Mordechai were in the Furish. Not like the Rosh. Hold on for a second, the Rosh. So Zokter Darki Moshe, Zok Rambam, you see from the Gemara, this Musig, that even though the Mafkid is clearly asking for Shmiro, the Nifkad won't accept Shmiro, even though it's a Shuk, even though it's a Mokim that needs Shmiro. It's a Shuk, it's a place that needs to be watched. I call Maidim, a Shuk is a crazy place. And Afal Pikain, we're going to say that the Nifkad is not accepting Shmiro. That's not the Rosh. Rosh argues on that. Rosh holds, if it's clearly in a situation where you need Shmiro, you accept Shmiro. You don't say, oh, it's going to be good, it's going to be good. No, you accept upon yourself Shmiro. So really, this question I'm asking you, really is a machlik, it's a mechaber ramah. Mechaber paskins, like the Rosh, then whenever there's a problem when you need Shmiro, whenever it's clear that the situation is mechayim Shmiro, then the Nifkar accepts upon himself Shmiro. And the Ramah says, no, you're wrong, because the Gemara is Iboy was in the Shuk, and the Shuk is 100% the place that needs Shmiro. And the guy said, he asked if he could put it down, and you said, Hanoch. And he said Hanoch, and this before Shnigmar, you don't accept Shmira. So Mamegal are more passing. Now, Lamaiso, everyone's matmi on the Rosh. How could the Rosh say that the boy of the Gemara wasn't the Beis HaNifkad? It's not true. If you look in the Gemara is clearly talking about Bashok. Before Shnigmar, the boy wasn't the Shok. So what do they do? They all explain. They explain the Rosh to me that the Shuk really is a safe place. You thought a Shuk is a place that needs Shmira? No. Really, the Rosh means to say that this kind of Shuk was a Shuk that's similar. Look in the Bach. The Bach is clearly like that. And the Shach says the Sma really means like the Bach in this particular, for this answer. And the Sivis goes with this. That you thought, the Sivis just adds in more to it. But if you thought that the Shuk is a place that needs Shmir, no, the Shuk is a place that doesn't need Shmir. Why? Because what's the guy doing in the Shuk? He's in the Shuk, and the Balabas is also in the Shuk. So they can watch it together. Now, why did he ask him for Shmir? Because, you know, he wanted to go do something else. He wanted to go see if he could buy something else. So basically, the Mafkid is coming back and forth. He's around. The Mafkid's around. So therefore, the Einei HaNifkad, he thinks the place is Shomer. But had it been not been Shomer, Avad, everyone would agree to the Rosh, the Avadi Mekabel Shmir. That's the Terutzim of the Bach, and that's what they learned. I mean, Beis HaNifka means that the Shuk is similar to Beis HaNifka. Okay, fine. Maisa, it's very schwer. It's a double tumult to say that. Simple understanding of what they're saying, Chari needs a beer. What does it mean? I asked you to watch this thing. I want to go take my mind off my chafes. I want to go do something else in the Shuk. Yeah, I come back in an hour. Whatever it is, I want to come back. It's true, maybe I'll go quicker, man. What's the difference? I'm asking you, please watch my clayfits in the show. And you're telling me that the Nifkad thinks that it's a Mokma Shomer because he's still around, he's here, come on. He needs a beer. Why should we assume that that's considered a Mokma Shomer? Needs a beer. Okay, so Maisa, and I want to just be Magdil, I want to be Magdil this to me. There's our Goyisa Shri that's brought in the Shach. The Goyisa Shri says, that the Gemara's suffix on Hanach Stam, where the Gemara is Iboi Dloyevshito, on Hanach Stam, if you Makabo Shmir or not, the Bach brings down from the Goyis Ashri, is that had he said Hanach in the base Hanifkad, in the bias, then Yevadin Makabo Shmir. It's a Vade Kabo Shmir. Vade Kabbalah Shmi. It's for sure Kabbalah Shmi. And the Shach brings us La Lochem. The Holy Boy, the Gemara, Hanukkah is accepting Shmir, don't need the show. Because it's not a place, it's not a Mokum Shomer. But if we're being the bias, he's for sure Makabah Shmir. As I state in the Bach. I'm sorry. As I state in the Gois Ashri brought down in the Shach. So it's a marvel, all right. You're telling me in a shuk is not Makabah Shmir. Why? Because the shuk, the Bayim is around, you know, he'll watch it. We can watch it together. But as soon as you go into the house of the Nifgad, now all of a sudden you have to be Makabah Shmir. So Nesivis explains, he's Mazbin, Machlefam and Nesivis both really explain that what they say is that they say like this. They say is that the difference between a shuk and a bias is that in the shuk, it's considered a Mokum Mishtamer because the Baal Chavetz can come around. He can come around. Mashenkin in the bias, he can't come around. It's my house. You can't just enter anytime you want. Mameila, that's why it's considered a Mokum Shenim Mishtameris. It's not Mishtamer from the owner of the Chavetz. It may be a place that's Mishtameris. And it is a place that's Mishtameris. But it's not Mishtameris. It's only Mishtameris L'das HaNifka, not L'das HaMafka. In the Shuk, it's Mishtamer L'das HaNifka V'HaMafka. Because he's around, the guy's around. He can come check up how the guy's doing. Mashenkin in the bias, he's not not Makabah Shmir. The bias, I'm sorry, he's misal heyoyis the mafkid loses total control over the chayfets. So therefore, the nifka is Makabah Shmir. So basically, what they're saying, I just want to explain what they're saying is that it comes out that the way we're really in the understanding of the Bach, and you'll look at it yourself when you see it's not so clear, but the way I'm understanding the Bach, this terrace, when they make a difference between, when they say that a shuk is considered a mokum mishtameris, and a bias is less mishtameris, it's like this, it works like this, is that basically, when it comes to the nifka, the one that's accepting shmira, the basis for his acceptance of Shmira is dependent on the stalkus, the letting go of the mafkid. The more the mafkid lets go, the more the mafkid is misalik himself from the Shmira, that's mechayiv the nifka to accept more Shmira. So therefore, if you start off in a bias, in the base on nifka, that's the worst place. That's the place where you need, is there, that's the place where the mafkid completely loses control over his chayfits, so then the nifka definitely accepts shmir on the chayfits. In a chotzer is a machlokes rebbe in the chachamim. Why? Because in the chotzer, it's a place where you can come and go. You don't need special, I mean, you need permission, but I don't care if you come and go. In my house, I don't, I'm not going to appreciate if you come and go in my house. So Megla, it's there, So Mameilo, the Nifkar chaps that the mafkid loses complete control over his chayfets. But in the shuk, we have a machlokes rebbe in the rabbanim because the machlokes is that how much silut of the shmirah of the mafkid do you need? How much control do you know? So the chachamim hold in makabah shmirah because lemaisa, even though he could come, but he's not going to come. And Rebbe holds no lemaisa, he can come back, come check on his chayfets whenever he wants. The place where he's invited, he can come in anytime. Megal's not misagi, and the shuk is the worst. And a shuk comes out, it's completely unbuckam and mishtameris, according to this Rosh. It's completely unbuckam and mishtameris because the mafkid can come and go whenever he wants. He doesn't give him permission. That's what comes out according to this. That's the chayrid of shat in this Rosh. Let him know. Okay. So that one it comes out like this. What the point that I want to make is that in order for a person to accept Shmira, the acceptance of Shmira, besides for the halacha, is that it has to be clear that we can't be dvom shvileit. We need a situation where that the nifkar feels that the mafkid is giving up his shmirah completely. He's giving up his shmirah. There's levels. There's going to be different levels. And a bias, he completely gives up his shmirah according to the Sagoy Sashri, the way the Shach passes. In the chotzer is machlokes yamin the chachom. And in the shuk, we're coming out that it's a iboid loyev shato, and the halacha is, since iboid loyev shato, The halacha is when you say Hanach in the Shuk, the guy's potter. So it comes out, well, your common sense would have thought would for sure be the place of Shmira is Mamish and Gansen Faker. That's the Peel de Kazakh. And the Shuk is the most Shomadika place. And there's no acceptance of Shmira. Well, Maskana to Gemara, that's the Boyd Lay of Shuton. In a bias, which is the most Shomadika place, the Nifkar Makabal on himself Shmira because the Barabbas is completely Mishtam, completely Misalik himself. And in the Chotzer is the Machoik Semit Chachamim because he can come and go. So that's the Machoik. That's what it comes out. So these are the two Yisoides, what I want to bring up. And again, Kabbalah Shmira Mitzad the Nifta. Now I want to just go back to the Mafkit for a minute. I want to go back now to the Mafkit. I want to go back to this and ask now on this Agoisa Shri. Agoisa Shri says that when I put something in the base of Nifgat and I send the Nifgat responds Hanach, so there's a Kabbalah Shmira. Because like well, the way we just explained. Because the Mafkit gives himself completely, gives away his full control. But I don't understand something. But what happened to the first din? Very nice mitzvah, the din of the that you can't that the mitzvah the nifkad is kabbalah shmir. But who said the mafkid is asking for shmir? We said before that in order to have a matzah of shmir, you need a bakosh shmir from the mafkid and a kabbalah shmir added for the nifkad. In this case, where the house is completely shomer. There's no one need to tell me that. You can't tell me there's an umdino. It's clear mitoich the mesiro that the guy is not getting is clearly asking for shmira. There's no umdino over here.
What was the case? Wasn't it going in the case of Hanach Stam, which is the Gemara says that there was a clear. I mean, if you just plug the Hanach, if you plug it into the Hanach Stam case, that goes to Shri, then the person did say shmor li.
Right. I know, but it's true. But the halacha would even be without the shmarli.
Do we know that? That's what I just didn't know. I didn't know what the case was. That those three talking about.
That was my assumption. Maybe I'm wrong on that, but that was my.
I thought the Agos HaShri is going in the Gemara's case of Hanach Stam. Hanach Stam is always shmarli. Shmarli Hanach.
So,
the Gemara against the Gosa Shri is on the Gemara Bamakama.
Right.
The Gemara doesn't mention the word Shmarli once.
It's not in Hanach Stam. Hanach Stam is Gemara Bamakama.
Right. The Gosa Shri is on the Gemara Bamakama.
Oh, I don't know.
On the Rosh. The Mechas Pershos, on that the Gosa Shri says, Chalotin Bais
Nachatz. Oh, he doesn't say it in Bamakama.
I don't know. Maybe it's the Rosh.
Right. It's true. It's in Bamakama. Right, so my assumption was, I thought that Loch was even if it didn't say Shmarli. I thought that was. You're bringing it up to me now. I didn't even have a Havmin or not. I had to look into it to make sure that I'm right. I thought for pshitas like that. Okay, so let's say my assumption is right. So I'm asking you, Choyro, what's going on here? Where do you see that the Bakosh Shmir beside the Mafkid? And it cannot be the Nifkad. We understand why he's accepted Shmir, but what about the Mafkid? So so state like this. So I wanted to break the news to you that the Maisa, even though it seems like you're going to see that, and now, whatever, I wish you would have seen it before, but you're going to see that the Mach and the Fireman seemingly say the same parents to the Kasha that I asked you before. How can you tell me the Mechota is right? If you need Shmarli, the Gemara Baba Kam and the Gemara Baba Metzias, there was no Shmarli. So they all said, Yisoid, that when I give something over in a Matzah, that it's clear that I'm asking for Shmira, so that's considered, right? When you look into the Sivis, the Sivis doesn't really say that. The Mach and the Fireman says it like that. When you're gonna see the Nesivis, you're gonna see the Nesivis says very funny things. And I'll read to you the Lashon just because of 1 second. Oh, 1 second. I'm back before I say the Nesivis, I'm backing up for a minute. I wanna tell you that the Machan Ephraim clearly says that the Rambam is Mufurish that is Chayuk on this Agoyis Ashri. The Rambam says in Perik Bez Aloch Ches. He does not differentiate between a chotzer and a bias. And he says, it goes across the board. So Zok Demach and Ephraim, that it's very clear in the Rambam that he holds that he's chayuk on the Sagoyis Ashri. And that the Agos Ashri, and he doesn't say how much he's chayuk. Does he hold that in the bias, he's for sure not a shomer, or in the bias, it's the sophic of the Gemara. I'll get to that in a minute. But He's clearly medayik from the Rambam that he's chalukas hagoyis hashri, and he's medayik from the Ran like that, and he's medayik from places like that, and he's medayik from the Rosh like that, which I'm going to show you in 1 minute. So just I'm just letting you know that this din of hagoyis hashri is a blav da, it's mamish not a davar muski. Not everyone agrees to it. Okay. So anyways, so now I want to explain the I want to say pshat in hagoyis hashri with the nesivus. Nesivus says like this. Nesivus says that Lochei Niro Fines Daiti, he says like the Imke Niro, the Bemokim Shitzorach Shmiras Bailin, in a place where you need the Shmir of the Bailin, Kishinoi Singli Yodoi, when he gives it over to his hands, Hare Muchach Bein Yonoi, it's Muchach from the situation, Kishikavanosi the Shmir, that he's asking for Shmir. That all sounds pretty good. But then he goes and he says like this, and, Vatoises Varandan, Shekosvu, the Beino Daf to Shloim Ashmor. When do you need a clear Amir of Shmor? Kavanoson, Kishmeyached Loi Mokin, Shein Sorek Shmir's Bible. It's when you put in a place that doesn't need whatsoever any Shmir, you meyached a special, a safe box or whatever it is, that everyone can be misaled their ayin from it. That's when you need Shmor. So it's Mefurish in the Nesivis that every standard case needs shmorli. That means when something, so according to Nesivus, the Nesivus is basically saying is that when you give something over to someone, the standard, simple understanding of giving something over to someone else to watch means to ask shmira. Never, a buyer never takes a risk, not even the smallest risk. When I give something over to you, I'm always asking for shmira. The only case you need shmorli is in a case where I'm putting it into a safe box. If I put it to a safe box, it doesn't require any shmir at all. Then if you want shmir, you better say shmor. Look to the Nesivus, that's what the Nesivus says. The Mechas Pitam is matmi on him, that the Randan is mefurish not like that. Because the Randan says if you put it into a guy's hands and you didn't say shmor, the Randan says he's not a shmir. So good, whatever. That's the Mechas Pitam's kasha. But vice the Nesivus is the Nesivus. And that's, so basically, when the way I'm going to understand this Agoyis Hashri is like this from Nesivus, is that basically what comes out now, according to Nesivus, is anytime you give something over, it's understood it's for Shmir. It's understood that it's for Shmir. Now, the Cholkim now on the Agoyis Hashri obviously going to hold like the Machan Ephraim. No, that it's not that way. We don't assume you're asking for Shmira unless it's Muchach that you need Shmira. So come to Chois, really, the teretz that I had a first kasha that I started off with, there's two teretz into it. There's the Nesivus teretz and there's the Machan Ephraim's teretz. So it's going to come out that Goyis Hashri is going to hold like the Nesivus, and all the Rishonim, the Rambam, the Tosfos, the whoever the Machan Ephraim brings, are going to hold like the Machan Ephraim, and the Machan Ephraim points out a very interesting point. And he says, really, that Rosh, that same Chuvas HaRosh, is Mefurish now like that Goyis Hashri. Because the Chuvas HaRosh said that the Shail of the Gemara of Hanach Stam is Bebeis HaNifka. He said clearly, Bebeis HaNifka. And the entire shop, that the Shuk is also like the Bebeis HaNifka, right? Everyone is teaching, they asked, I the Gemara is Mefurish now like him. So they say, well, What the Rosh really means is that even the Shuk's like Beis HaNifkat. What he says, Beis HaNifkat Chlor, is he boy, the Gemara is he boy. So you see, there's no Kabbal Shmir. So you see clearly, there's no Kabbal Shmir. It's Mefurish in the Chuvas HaRosh, Neged the Sagoi Sashri. It's not Mishap Pli Atzuma. Well, my, so, whatever. But the Shach has no problem bringing it. And he brings the La'och, that Shims at the Rosh. So it's a Mice. It's going to end up being a Machlokes La'och. Okay, so now I want to come down to our Shairus. We'll finish up with our shaiwas. Now that we showed that like these two zisoidis, what I wanted to bring out is these few things. That you need Kabbalah Shmiro, the Hedyo, and the Kabbalah, I'm sorry, you need Bakosh Shmiro, the Hedyo. The level of Bakosh Shmiro is Machlokes, Machan Ephraim, and Nesivus. And you need Kabbalah Shmiro, the Hedyo. And that we said, that's totally in Siluk, Eni Abaylam. That's when Abayim was misalik. That's when Abayim was misalik himself from the. That's when the Nifkad chaps that he needs to accept upon himself Shmira, and that's when it's no longer Dvarim Shalev by him. And so with these Yisoidis, let's just go to our Shailas. So let's go to the first shaila. So the first shaila was where they went to the house, they with those chachkoch over there. So the father went, God, I just want to, one before I get to the shaila, one more thing I have to say, because I have to say, I just to make myself better. You're going to have later on a machlekes, if in order to become a shoymer, if you need to make a kingin or not. The Rambam holds, yeah, and the Rosh holds not. The Rosh holds with silk shmir, silk shmir sabayim itself is a kinyan, and the Rambam holds you need a mashicha. I just want to steer clear from this machlekes. In these cases, there was mashicha. The father picked up the stuff and put it away. So on the tzad, that is a posh to oimid das, that when you come into someone's house, that you have to accept shmir, but who else is going to watch it? The Pinchas Choshen, rather, says, when you walk into a guy's house, it's self-understood that you're going to have to watch everything that's in the house. So, in my son, the child's weird is going to be a king. In this case, you're not going to have a problem. The guy picked it up to watch it. The mamash picked it up to get it out of the way of the kids. So, if you need a mashicha, you have a mashicha here. So, in my son, like this, we know that after what we just went through, it's not so posh what the Pinchas Choshen is saying. Because according to this should be totally the bias is really a mokam mishtameres complete. So according to the Agoy Sashri is going to be right, but according to the other shayin that are choyuk on the Agoy Sashri, that they hold that no acceptance of shmir, there's no bakosh shmir b'kiyah gavna, so then the choyuk would not be a shayin. Okay. Now I want to add on one more thing. Not only that, is it told this mokam shayin, then the sivis. I forgot to say this major, very important part that I forgot to say. The Nesivis in Sifkon Gimla, I believe, says that if a guy bought something from a Moichan, okay, and he left it, he made a king in Sudr, he gave money, so King Kess, whatever, Bechayzer. Let's say he made a Satumta, whatever it is, he made a real king, he can't be Chayzer from. And the guy left it in the Rishus of the Moichan. So the machoik is shining if you consider if the moicha turns into a shayim machinim or not. He brings down Rabbi Yeruchim. The Rabbi Yeruchim says you're not a shayim, and then the seed is passing like this Rabbi Yeruchim. So now, so the question is, I'm asking you now, according to the seed, why should you not be a shayim? The seed is the one that holds that when the bayim can't watch, and you're not putting it in a mokem miyuchid, you automatically it's an automatic apokosh shmira. So the reason, the way I understand the Teretz and the Nesivis is that, yes, but you know what? There was no Amira and there was no Mesira. It was status quo. It became Shoymer. It was automatic. Had he given it over in Hanami, then it would have not been Dvarim Shmelev. If I would say it, we'll give it over. But here it was status quo. It was just there in the Chotzer. It was in the Rosh Hashanah. So over here in this house, not only is there no Bakosha Shmira and there's no Mesira Shmira, There's nothing here. So it could be even according to Rishonim that hold even if you go with Agoyis Ashri and the Nesivis, which Nesivis and the Shach hold like Agoyis Ashri, that you makabel Shmira just with understanding that you need Shmira, right? That's itself a Bakosh Shmira, unless you put it into a safe box. But you at least have to give it over. In the case in this house, it was already in the house. So there's no Mesira at all. So it could be according to everybody apart. That's the first shayla. The second shayla, mechayra, another reason, yipot. Because in the second shayla with the story at the Bar Mitzvah Sfar, there, not only don't you have a Bakosha Shmira and a Mesira Shmira, there you also have that the Nifkad doesn't accept Shmira because the Nifkad was around. He's around. He's the one that caught the boy. He woke up in the morning and he caught that two-year-old ripping up the Sfar. So if that case, in such a case, then the mafkid over here, the one that's really supposed to be accepting Shmir is the one that came into the house, right? The one that came into the house to sleep in the basement, and he uchoyer the shayla was, is he a shoymer or not, right? From his kids over the chveitz abayis, right? That's what the shayla is. We're saying uchoyer, it's understood that if I'm letting you come into my house to stay, right? I want you to watch over my sfarim, right? But here there was no silk shmir even, so why would he accept? So why would he accept shmir? He knows that the owner of the balabas is still here, the balabas is still in the house, so you don't have accepted shmir from that.
But the balabas is not in that room.
It's true, but he still comes and goes. By the shul kol. So
while they're there.
No. So what? Well, first of all, the svarim went out of the room.
He didn't know that. The Baal Bais didn't know that.
He know. He no. Not the Baal Bais. He moved the where we're getting mixed up. Who's who? The one that's supposed to be the shomer is the one that stayed there. He moved the svarim out.
Right.
And he moved it to the svarim.
The guest moved it out.
The guest moved it to a place where the owner could watch it himself.
Oh, no. But the owner didn't know that. The owner, as far as he's concerned,
no, it doesn't matter. Yeah. It doesn't matter. He's not going to accept himself shmir because he knows that the Baal Bais can watch what I put into a place where the Baal Bais himself can watch over his own things.
The shomer is never makabel, not that the right. Machshir, because the nifgad was never
right.
Makabel.
Right. Right. The last case, just the last case, I'll just finish off with the last case. The last case of Choyro is a little bit more different because in the case of the Sheitel, she called up and asked. She called up and asked. She called up and said, hey, I lost my Sheitel. Can you find my Sheitel and put it away so you can pick it up? So in that case, we asked, do you say that Bakosho to find my Sheitel and put it where I can, is that considered a Bakosho Shmira?
I don't know.
Yeah. They're also not. Because there was no Bakosho Shmira and there was no Mesira. The Mesira was already, it was already there. It was already there. It was already in a matzah that wasn't completely shomer with das on the sivis. The das on the sivis and the goyis shrink was already in a place that wasn't shomer completely. And I asked you to find it so I could pick it up. So now I didn't ask you to watch it. And there was no mesira. So her in that case should also be brought up. I don't know. Think about it.
Okay. Shkaya. Thank you very much.
Shkaya.
Okay. Shkaya.
I'm a little behind, but hopefully we'll get it.
Yeah, it's such a shver, it's so good. So whatever. It's a much difficult sugya. So the Oyum is not ready to go by this whole week. I'm assuming you're still going to be. I don't have to prepare my Mekhamis for the coming week, for this coming week, right?
You didn't start reading the Shulchan Aruch yet.
Okay.
Most of the Oyums in the Shulchan Aruch and Beis Gimel. Starting to go into the Mechaber and the Nice Kill.
Ah. Okay, fine. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Barthi. Okay.